This is a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Dustin Huffman. Fund attitude remains a driving factor of price discovery. Funds have been holding on to their long position for several months and show little signs of liquidating it at the present time. The main reason for the holding of this position is the current stocks to use on corn and soybeans and the need for rationing. The likelihood of the situation carrying over into the next marketing year is adding to the attitude to remaining long. This does not mean we'll not see selling at times, but that a total liquidation is unlikely. A factor that could change this opinion is the possibility of large crops in the U.S. this year. If trade starts to become more comfortable with U.S. production numbers this year, we may start to see funds liquidate their long position. This is unlikely to happen for several months, however, and possibly not until we get into our next harvest. We need to remember that funds can be financially driven, however, and any change in the outside markets may be a factor in how long funds remain long as well. Funds are not showing as much interest in the wheat complex as the crop is not seeing tight balance sheets like corn and soybeans are. Taking a look at what is going on here for corn, delays in Safrina planting are continuing. Safrina could suffer freeze damage if not planted soon. The U.S. basis is remaining firm. Argentine harvest is slow to start as well. The U.S. forecast looks favorable for planting soybeans, and processors are pushing for deliveries. Chinese demand is a record so far this year, with previous Chinese buying record at 36 million metric tons was set in 2016 and 17. Soy quality remains a concern in South America, as futures continue to favor soy plantings here as well. Wheat acres may be higher in the U.S. than expected. Snow cover is benefiting all the U.S. fields, and Russia may be out of exportable wheat at this point. March 15th deadline for insurance is nearing for all crops, and tax uncertainty for wheat is limiting Russian sales. We'll come back and look at your futures market. That is coming up for you right after this message.
In February, we celebrate World Radio Day. Here at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, we aim our programming to be Iowa-centric. Our slogan is Iowa Ag Matters. Today, the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network offers 9 programs per day, anywhere from 2.5 to 4 minutes in length. Plus, we offer a long-format weekend program called Weekend Ag Matters. We thank you for supporting the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network as we celebrate World Radio Day in February.
On the futures market, May corn is up 5 at 555.5. December new crop up 3 at 472.5. May beans up 22 at 1409.5. November up 12.5 at 1224.25. Soy meal is up $4.90 at $4.2780 per ton. Soy oil is 59 cents higher at $47.81. May Chicago wheat 3.75 lower at $6.66 even. Minneapolis wheat is down 2.25 at $6.55. Kansas down 6 at $6.38.5. That's the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Dustin Huffman.